This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Bob Doty. On our program this week, we tell about the recent discovery of a bird once thought to no longer exist. We also report on the discovery of animals formerly unknown to science.
But first, American scientists estimate future weather conditions in Africa. A new American study examines the past and future climate of Africa. The study found the Sahel area of North Africa will experience rainy, wet weather in coming years. At the same time, the study shows dry weather will continue in southern Africa. James Hurrell and Martin Herling led the study. Professor Hurrell is a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. Professor Herling works for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration office in Boulder. The study compared 60 possible examples of climate change. The examples came from 5 computer programs developed by scientific centers around the world.
Professor Hurrell says changes in the Indian and Atlantic Oceans are affecting weather conditions in Africa. Studies show the temperature of the Indian Ocean has risen more than 1 degree Celsius since 1950. Professor Hurrell suspects the cause is an increase in industrial gases trapped in the Earth's atmosphere. Many scientists believe that such gases are causing temperatures to rise. Professor Hurrell says he expects a continued warming of the Indian Ocean. This warming, he says, causes changes in the atmosphere. More warm air is rising over the water and developing into storms. At the same time, parts of southern Africa are drying out. Severely affected countries include Angola, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Professor Hurrell says he expects the dry weather there to continue for many years.
Professor Hurrell believes a different process is taking place in the Sahel area of Africa. The area is just south of the Sahara Desert. The Sahel experienced a severe lack of rainfall in the 1970s. Nearly 200,000 people died from a lack of food. However, since 1990, ocean surface temperatures have been rising more quickly in the North Atlantic than in the Southern Atlantic. This is causing heavy rains from northern Africa to move into the Sahel area. Professor Hurrell believes an increase in industrial gases may have caused the change from dry to wet weather in the Sahel. He expects this wet climate to continue for many years.
A bird, once thought to no longer exist, has been discovered in the southeastern United States. Bird experts say they recently observed the ivory-billed woodpecker in the state of Arkansas. Experts had thought the ivory bill disappeared 60 years ago. The bird was last seen in 1944. Experts, wildlife groups, and government officials kept the discovery a secret for more than a year. They waited to both confirm a sighting made in February of last year and also to protect the bird's home. John Fitzpatrick led the efforts to confirm the existence of the ivory-billed woodpecker. He is the director of the Laboratory of Ornithology at Cornell University. Professor Fitzpatrick described the sighting of the ivory bill as one of the best discoveries ever made. He added that Americans might have another chance to protect the future of the bird and the forests in which it lives.
The ivory bill is the largest woodpecker in North America. It is 50 centimeters tall and has sharp white and black feathers. The male ivory bill has bright red markings at the top of the head. There were large numbers of ivory bills 150 years ago. They lived in the woods that covered much of the southeastern United States. The desire for wood and wood products began to increase after the Civil War ended in 1865. Many of the trees where the birds lived were cut down. The destruction of these forests continued throughout the 1940s. By then, the ivory-billed woodpecker had almost disappeared. Many bird experts continued to look for ivory bills. Until now, there was no evidence that the birds still existed.
Since the rediscovery, many people have offered to work together to save the bird's wooded home. American government agencies have offered $10 million to protect the forest where the ivory bill was found. Up to now, all sightings have been of a single male bird flying alone. Some people are beginning to wonder if they have found the last living ivory-billed woodpecker.
The discovery of the ivory-billed woodpecker was joyous news to many bird lovers. Equally exciting for plant scientists was a discovery reported last month. A wildflower called the Mount Diablo buckwheat was found in the American state of California. A student at the University of California at Berkeley made the discovery. Michael Park was studying plants at a state park about 50 kilometers east of San Francisco. Mr. Park says he was shocked when he found the Mount Diablo buckwheat. There had not been a confirmed sighting of the wildflower since 1936. Plant scientists thought it had permanently disappeared. The Mount Diablo buckwheat has small pink flowers and grows to a height of about 15 centimeters. Scientists and park officials are not telling the public exactly where the plant is right away. They believe keeping the information secret will help protect it.
Wildlife experts also have discovered animals formerly unknown to science. Two research teams working independently in Tanzania say they recently found a new member of the monkey family. The new monkey is called the Highland mangabey. Researchers say it lives high in the mountains of two Tanzanian forests. They say the animal has long hair and is less than a meter tall. They say the monkey's life in the trees and its black face probably means it is similar to the baboon. The researchers also said the Highland mangabe makes a strange noise. They describe its call as a honk bark.
Researchers from the Wildlife Conservation Society first discovered the monkeys. Later, researchers from the University of Georgia and Conservation International observed the animals. Tim Davenport led the researchers who first saw the Highland mangabe 2 years ago. They had heard stories about an unusual monkey near the Mount Rungwe volcano and Livingstone Forest in southern Tanzania. The other researchers made their discovery about 350 kilometers away from Mount Rungwe. They were in the Udzunga Mountains. Trevor Jones and his team were looking for an endangered monkey species, but they found the new monkey instead. In all, the two teams found just 13 groups of Highland mangabeys. It is the first new species of African monkey found in more than 20 years. Tim Davenport says the discovery proves that there is still much to learn about Africa.
We have one more discovery to tell you about. Researchers from the Wildlife Conservation Society and other groups say they discovered a new kind of rodent in Laos. Their findings were reported in the magazine Systematics and Biodiversity. The report says the new rodent has long whiskers, short legs, and thick hair. The researchers say it is most like a guinea pig or chinchilla. However, the report says the animal is so different that it represents a new family of animals.
Robert Timmons of the Wildlife Conservation Society first saw the rodent for sale at a market in central Laos. He says he knew immediately that he had never seen such an animal before. The report says bone and genetic tests suggest the animal must have developed from other rodents millions of years ago. Laotians call the rodent Ka Nyu. The report says the animal appears to live mostly in areas of limestone and forest. It also said the Ka Nyu sleeps during the day and does not eat meat.
This program was written by Jill Moss and Amanda Scott. Jill Moss was our producer with audio assistance from Doug Johnson. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Join us again next week for Science in the News in VOA Special English.